I guess today is the day, isn't it? I'm finally getting married. It's what every young girl dreams of doing, wearing the most gorgeous white dress as they walk through an aisle filled with flowers and smiling people to take her vows. But you know, when you're a little kid, you don't think as much about those vows as you appear to do a couple of hours before it's time to make them, especially the ones about keeping only to your husband or until death do you part. You don't realize, when you're just a kid, that you are about to devote yourself to being the other half of someone's life for the next half a century or more. Ben really is a great guy, too. He's an excellent provider, has an excellent work ethic, and he wants the same things out of life as me. A big house, 2 or 3 kids, a cat and a dog. All the things you'd expect a young woman to hope for in her life. And since we're in complete agreement, and he and I have already been seeing each other for 2 years now, you know that we've already snuck off to have sex at some point. And it was good sex, too, so I couldn't even complain in that regard either. So there's really no reason at all that I should be so nervous now that I'm about to marry the guy. But for some reason, I really, really am. So nervous that I'm actually thinking about running out of here and never looking back. Just chucking the ring, throwing off all my plans for the future, and bolting right out the door. I was so upset with all the bridesmaids and my mother and everyone else around trying to help get me ready that I finally just blew up at them. Hey, come on, you guys. I feel like I'm being totally smothered here. Why do you all need to help me at the same time? I can barely even breathe in here. My best friend and maid of honor, Liz, came and took me by the arm, literally pulling me away from them. All right, you guys, it looks like Candy could really use some time to herself. Why don't you all get out of here so we can have a talk? I'll figure out what this outburst is all about and help her get through it. Good idea, my mother said. You always were the best at helping to keep my daughter calm. You girls take as long as you need. There's still plenty of time before she absolutely has to be ready. Come on, everyone. Let's give these two a few minutes to talk. Grumbling all the way, the others followed my mother out the door. I breathed a sigh of relief as they went, but that left me all alone with Liz. My heart began to beat faster in my chest. I'm just not sure I'm doing the right thing here, I blurted out in a panic. Maybe I haven't really thought the whole thing through. What if Ben and I find out we don't get along once we move in together? Maybe we should have lived together first. I could just see your mother's face if you said that in front of her, Liz smirked. I know, right? I agreed. But I'm still feeling nervous as hell. Come on, Candy. You're being crazy, she told me with a coaxing smile. Just put on the dress. It's sure to make you feel better just wearing it. I wish I had a gown like that. Liz had been my best friend since I was 6, and I've always thought that she was perfect. Perfect skin, perfect body. She's everything that I think a woman should be, but that I'm not. Really, she's so damned beautiful. It should be her that's getting married today instead of me. But she's never shown any real interest in wanting to. I've never really seen her date anybody to begin with, for that matter. I find it difficult sometimes to be in a room with her, especially now as I'm watching her remove her clothes to put on the bridesmaid's gown. The sight is so beautiful, I feel my chest tighten as I watch, and then realize that I'm staring. It isn't the first time that I've done so, but for some reason today, it seems somehow much more significant than it ever has before. Candy? Liz asked quietly as she pulled up the second silk stocking and clipped it to her garter belt. What are you thinking about? I just realized that once I'm married, you and I probably won't get to spend nearly as much time together as we always have, I explained softly. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm not sure how I'll feel about living with Ben, but missing you. You would miss me? Liz asked. And I saw tears pricking at the corners of her eyes. Of course I would miss you, Liz.